Invito dasayanasya masyasa charanav udak anopatad viparayashtam purudatha pratidahatam. Once, when only 3 months old, little Krishna was crying and kicking up his feet as he lay beneath a huge cart. Then the cart fell and turned upside down simply because it was struck by the tip of his toe. Ekahayana asino riyamano vibhayasha daityena yastrina varatam ahankantaka grahaturam. At the age of 1, while sitting peacefully, he was taken up into the sky by the demon Trinavarta. But baby Krishna grabbed the demon's neck, causing him great pain, and thus killed him. Purport. The cowherd men who loved Krishna as an ordinary child were astonished by all these activities. A newborn infant cannot ordinarily kill a powerful witch, and one would hardly think that a 1-year-old baby boy could kill a demon who has kidnapped him and carried him up into the sky. But Krishna did all these wonderful things, and the cowherd men were enhancing their love for him by remembering and discussing his activities. Om Agyan Timidandasya Kenanjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmoy Sri Guru Venama. At the age of 1, while sitting peacefully, he was taken up into the sky by the demon Trinavarta. But baby Krishna grabbed the demon's neck, causing him great pain, and thus killed him. In the purport of this beautiful sloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Krishna did all these wonderful things, and the cowherd men were enhancing their love for him by remembering and discussing his activities. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita, Matschita madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam katyantapstanam nityam tishanti charamanti cha. That my devotees, they gather together to chant my glories. By discussing amongst one another topics of me, they derive great satisfaction and bliss. Human society was originally designed by God for this purpose, that men and women of all classes, of all castes, of all races, come together to transcend all differences by discussing the sacred and holy topics of Krishna. Because this is the one factor that all living beings have in common. Sarva yoni shukonteya murateya sambhavandiya aham bija pradapita. That we are all coming from Krishna. Krishna is the father of all living beings. Sri Radharani is the eternal mother of all living beings. And the spirit soul, qualitatively, is one with Krishna. And every spirit soul is qualitatively one with every other spirit soul. Although within their oneness, there is also variegatedness. In realization of that oneness, all variegatedness simply is meant for harmony. Just like we know in classical music, if everybody's voice is exactly the same, there is no harmony. In the Western world, there is the bass, the tenor, the alto, the soprano. People who are singing in different keys, in different octaves, but they are all singing the same song for the same purpose. And therefore, all these variations increase the beauty of the sound, and it is called harmony. What is the meaning of harmony? When items that are different come together and unite for the same purpose with intimacy toward one another. And that harmony brings about the sweetest, the most beautiful sound. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this philosophy, achintya abheda bheda tattva, that the living being is simultaneously one and different from God, and every atma is one and different from one another. It is the perfect arrangement of Krishna. Sometimes we think that Krishna has created things in this way. But in reality, Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna does not create. He simply expands. To create means to make something out of nothing. But everything is already existing within him. He expands himself into this material creation. He expands himself into every spirit soul, which is his marginal energy. He expands himself into his various illustrious incarnations. Everything, in fact, is an expansion of Krishna. Everything is eternal in relationship to Krishna. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishyate. All emanations from Krishna, not all creations, but all emanations. We use the word creation, but actually emanation is a more accurate term. Every emanation from Krishna is perfect and complete because its source is perfect and complete. And everything that exists in all material and spiritual worlds are emanations of Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mat sarvam pravartate iti mat bhava jante mam buddha bhava samandita. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my loving service, and they worship me with all their hearts. Within this human society, he finds so much variegatedness. And because of the illusion of Maya, people are under the influence of the misconception that I am this body. They are forgetting that they are the eternal soul, that they are all one with one another qualitatively. They are forgetting their essence and the goal of life. Therefore, there is so much conflict. amongst family members. There's conflict over separate interests. Amongst various castes, there is this egoism that will stick together on the basis of the bodily concept of life. We don't want to mix with others. This idea, high caste, low caste, it's all illusion, the bodily concept, which creates conflict and disharmony and hatred and violence. This idea of I am black or I am white or I am yellow or I am red in skin color has nothing to do with reality. It only has to do with ignorance. This idea that I am Indian or I am Pakistani or I am Russian or I am African, this is also creating so much conflict. Therefore, in this world we see it is ridden with racism, bigotry, religious persecution, wars based on nationalism, battles amongst family members, battles between sexes. So some people feel that we should just make everything one. But you cannot make everything one because we are all unique individual expansions of Krishna with unique qualities. Eternally, temporarily, we are manifesting certain conditioned qualities. But the eternal soul, everyone has its own unique quality. Just like scientists say that when there is a snowstorm, you have been to the Himalayas. Himalayas means these mountains that are just always covered with snow. There are countless snowflakes that are falling from the sky. Quadrillions and quadrillions and quadrillions just falling. And there has never been, in the history of creation, two snowflakes that were the same. They are all different from one another. Some slight difference. This is Krishna. This is just his external energy. How he can create, there's more snowflakes than there are human beings in one snowstorm. And everyone is unique. Everyone is qualitatively the same. They are made out of the same exact substance. But each one has a slightly different form, slightly different way of expressing that essential ingredient that is common amongst all of them. Within this world, Krishna demonstrates incredible and wonderful variegatedness. Just like there are so many apple trees or pear trees or banyan trees, but has ever any two apple trees looked the same? They have certain essential features that are one, but everyone grows slightly different. There has never been two human beings that look exactly the same. Although, how many human beings are there in society? Even amongst twins, the parents can easily recognize the difference. Krishna has created everything within this creation so that all existence, every part, has its own unique individualistic quality. And in the spiritual realm, the realm of absolute truth, the same principle is eternally present. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yovadadati kamam. That Lord Sri Krishna expands himself as innumerable living entities. Each spirit soul or jivatma is unique, has its own wonderful relationship with Krishna. And yet, we are all of the same substance. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is the supreme controller of all controllers. He is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. His personality, his form, his qualities, they are all eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And similarly, the soul's personality, the soul's form, the soul's qualities are all of the same nature. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. And Lord Sri Krishna, he manifests unlimited, wonderful pastimes. Sometimes it is said that God is one. Yes, no doubt, God is one. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The original Purusha from whom everything is emanating is Krishna. God is one. But within that oneness, the sweetness comes through his infinite variegatedness. The Vaishnavas stress more the variegatedness of God than the oneness of God. But they first must understand the essential principle of how God is one. Then the more we accept and comprehend his unlimited variety of ways of expressing his eternal qualities, the more the soul naturally loves Krishna. We see the residents of Vrindavan. Every glance, every sweet word, every action, everything Krishna does simply increases the love of his devotees. And everything the devotee does in harmony with other devotees in his loving service increases his love for his devotee. Vrindavan is sometimes called Braj. Braj means a community. A community of cowherds, men and cowherd girls, gopas and gopis, a congregation of people who are constantly working together in harmony with one another for Krishna's satisfaction. This is Vrindavan. We don't see any of the residents of Vrindavan just sitting alone in a secluded place. There's action. There's dynamics. There's always exchange amongst one another for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the highest perfection of life. Sometimes people do go off to be alone in seclusion for the purpose of purifying their hearts of all of the terrible material attachments that are within. But the goal is not to remain alone. The goal is to enter into a loving congregational society of devotees. This is Vrindavan. Throughout the Krishna book, throughout the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we simply find the residents of Vrindavan busy for Krishna, together, The gopis are not sitting alone. Together they are chanting and singing Krishna's names and glories. Together they are making garlands. Together they are preparing food. Even Mother Yashoda, she calls Sri Radharani, she calls Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi to Pavan Sarovar, please help me cook for Krishna. Everything they do is united and together. And the cowherd boys, gopas, when they go to herd the cows, Krishna does not go alone. First thing in the morning, Mother Yashoda wakes up Lord Sri Krishna by singing beautiful songs of his beautiful pastimes from the days before. And so many thousands upon thousands of gopas come to the house of Yashoda and Nanda, and they just wait at the door for Krishna to come. And then amongst their 900,000 cows, they all go dancing and singing together through the forests of Brajbhumi. It's no question of loneliness. It's all loving exchange. And we read, what are they doing when they go out to herd the cows? They are playing so many games amongst each other. One of the most important parts of the day is when they take prasad. They sit on the bank of Jamuna, and they all sit together in circles, various circles. The most confidential associates of Krishna, they are in one circle around Krishna, the eight sakas. And then around, a circle around them are their assistants, and the circle around them is their assistants, and the circle around them is their assistants, and the circle around them is their assistants. And this is where there's innumerable circles. Everyone thinking themselves to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Everyone assisting all others in the loving exchanges to bring pleasure to Krishna. In this way they all take prasad together, and they sing together, and they eat together, and they look at one another, simply for Krishna's pleasure. This is Vrindavan. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by bringing this Sankirtan movement to the material world, has actually brought the spirit of Vrindavan to the material world. Previous to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine mercy, most people, in the name of religion, they would just sit in a secluded place and read, or they would go to a jungle to meditate and do tapasya. No doubt that this is yoga. No doubt that many great saints and sages have purified their lives in this way. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. But Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya is Radha Krishna in one form, who has come to bring the supreme most realizations, revelations of Goloka Vrindavan to this world. And how has he done it? Through the Sankirtan movement. By coming together in harmony with one another to congregationally sing the beautiful glories of the Lord, to sit and hear the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, these are the eternal activities of Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is never alone. The authorized pictures of Krishna always have him with a cow, or with a peacock, or with parrots, or with Sri Radharani, or with the gopas or the gopis, or even with the river Jamuna, who is his eternal servant and associate. We see Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Never are they alone. They have their cows and their monkeys and their parrots and their peacocks. Of course, in Goloka Vrindavan, we do not read about elephants, but somehow or other elephants have come. But most of all, with their associates, with their devotees, with their friends, with their servants. Machchita madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam khatayantaschamam nityam tushanti charamanticha. Ramanticha. So much pleasure, so much satisfaction is derived when devotees come together to glorify Krishna. Here we find the gopas. After seeing Krishna lifting this wonderful Govardhan hill, it simply stimulated in their heart of hearts to remember Krishna and to discuss Krishna with one another. And it is explaining that the more they remember him together, the more they discuss him together, the more it enhances their love for him. And when you water the root of the tree, the nourishment that goes to the root spreads to all the leaves, branches, twigs. What does this mean? That the more we love Krishna, the more we love one another. The more we come together to remember Krishna and discuss Krishna in harmony. You see, in a chorus, every singer is endeavoring to enhance the beauty and sweetness of all other singers. Nobody wants credit for themselves. Everyone wants credit for the whole. Even in athletics, this is understood. That a team where one person wants to be a big star is a terrible team. But a team where every person is trying to just work together to make the whole team a star, that is the best team. A person who could score the most points himself, but prefers to allow others to score also, so that the whole team is glorified rather than him, they are the most successful. They are the most victorious. That is the basic ethic of good sportsmanship. The principle of singing. In classical music, which is considered the highest form of music in the material world, when the chorus is singing, nobody hears any particular voice. They just hear one harmonious, beautiful sound that is coming from all of them. Of course, this is a perverted reflection of the eternal truth of Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, there are so many wonderful, great personalities that we read about. But each one of them is not striving to be a great personality. They are simply striving to be a part which is enhancing and harmonizing with the whole. The purpose of Sankirtan, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is everyone is surrendering their own egos to making one beautiful sound, which is watering the root of the tree, which is pleasing Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, every part is fully satisfied. And there is real love, real concern, real compassion and devotion toward one another. The Vrijvasis, this is their eternal, wonderful occupation. Simply to harmonize amongst one another, to enhance their love for Krishna by remembering him and discussing his wonderful activities. Is there any questions?
I'm sorry, but this doubt used to be there in my mind. So I felt it, I'll just reveal it all. I'm sorry if at all I'm doing any offenses. You see in Vrindavan, by the Brajavasis, they all of them used to stay together. Even the gopis, whatever they wanted to do, they do in a group of all the gopis itself. Same way with gopas, same way with the cowherd boys. But actually there was a group of their own persons, not that other people staying together. Even in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he was doing Sankirtan, he was having in the night time, he was sitting in one place, and only the Prabhujis of all those very, very intimate people, they were the only persons having the Sankirtan together. Both the sex of male and female sitting and doing the Sankirtan in the way. Now, I always used to have that doubt in my mind that why is it so that Prabhupada started this movement and after starting it, why is it so that Prabhupada, when he started this movement, whatever we do, Sankirtan or whatever we do, the activities, most of the activities, all Matajis and Prabhujis, all of them, they come together and do the Sankirtan or Aarti or that way. As such, we are on a neophyte platform and our senses are so deep.
Come together but not come together. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same thing. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the Sankirtan throughout the day to general society, everyone was chanting. But the ladies chanted amongst themselves in a separate place from the men in order to preserve the dignity and the sanctity of the consciousness of such souls. What is the difference? Srila Prabhupada did exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done. The kirtans at the house of Srivas Pandit were for those who were of the highest realizations of spiritual ras. Everyone was welcome if they had the realization. But if they did not have the realization, they simply could not understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not discuss Radha Krishna's Leela, save and except with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. Very rarely did he discuss them with anyone else. For most of all of his other associates, he would just engage in beautiful Sankirtan and preach the glories of the holy name. So there's no doubt that according to a person's particular realization, there may be certain devotional activities that we do together. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done like this. But the Sankirtan of the holy name, when Lord Chaitanya was distributing it, he distributed profusely to everyone without discrimination. Anyone who simply wanted to come and join the Sankirtan. Exactly what Mahaprabhu did is what Srila Prabhupada has done. It's the basis of this Krishna consciousness movement.
One of the problem for us is because we are on a very neophyte platform and we are finding it so difficult to control our senses. Now, being in the one room itself and doing Sankirtan together, how to keep our mind completely concentrated into Krishna and not to deviate at all? Because after all, both the sexes are together, so it's finding it so difficult to maintain.
They are not together. They are in separate parts of the room. Matajis chant, dance amongst themselves, and the men dance amongst themselves and chant the holy names. That is essential. But the fact is, If you want to be looking all the way across the temple hall, then that is the misuse of your own independence. You should be keeping your mind focused on the devotees around you and on the beautiful form of the deities on the altar. The perfect facility is there. The perfect arrangement is there. If you are sincere to follow. Any other questions?
Maharaju said, when we are in distress, it should not overwhelm us. We should increase our service. On the contrary, say that during such time, maybe when your ego is hurt, we always look. Now, ego is hurt is one form of distress. So we try to go away from devotees, look out for solitude. We are talking about today about coming together and try to be aloof. How is it that once you said that we should increase our service, it's very difficult. When such things happen, we always try to go away. So why is it so like that?
We always, what?
Like when in distress, especially when our ego is hurt, you said that when in distress our service should increase, we should not get overwhelmed by the distress. Now, what I have experienced is that during such time we become very silent, or aloof, or look out for solitude. Rather than associating with devotees, we try to go away from them. Now how is it that we have to increase our service and such things also happening, like how to overcome this?
By sincerely accepting the guidance of the previous acharyas, of the spiritual master, and of the Vaishnavas. The problem is we think we know better. When we think we know better, that is the basis of all of our ignorance. Thinking we know better is a very egoistic approach to spiritual life. We know nothing. To the extent we feel we know nothing, we will advance in spiritual life because we will accept the guidance of the great souls. No doubt that within Krishna consciousness there is an understanding of seclusion for our purification. After all, we find that sometimes Haridas Thakur was sitting in a secluded cave chanting the holy names, and other times he was with all the devotees dancing and chanting. He was always with Krishna, chanting japa, whether we are doing it alone or whether we are with so many others. It is factually going into the seclusion of your own heart to purify and to worship Krishna. But the goal is not simply to be alone in seclusion. The goal is to come together to glorify Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not a place of seclusion. Vrindavan is a place of congregational chanting eternally. And therefore, we must have direction of how to live our lives and when. We are told not to just go off and just chant alone all day long as a bogus babaji. Babaji means Paramahamsa. A Babaji should be one who has no material desires, who's simply tasting the ecstasy of ras at all times. That's what a real Babaji is. We're told you chant 16 rounds in the seclusion of your own heart, in the quietness of your own heart. And then you work together to do seva. And you come together to congregationally chant. And you discuss philosophy together. The bona fide spiritual master gives us a proper program by which we can develop our spiritual lives. How to do each devotional activity, with who and when. But when we think we know better than our guru, and when we think we know better than the previous acharyas of how I can best develop love of Krishna, then that false ego is the very disqualification for our spiritual advancement. Krishna loves humble servants. What does it mean to be a humble servant? That is what we must understand. It means to follow the master. Any other questions?
When devotees are attempting with sincerity to come together and serve Guru and Krishna, what is that one most important thing which can be instrumental in bringing the harmony and causing, you know, disturbance like that?
Keeping Krishna in the center. Keeping our false egos aside and keeping Krishna in the center. Das, das, anudas. But factually, in order to do this, we have to very carefully chant the holy names. In order to do this properly, our japa, our kirtan must be very, very attentive. That is the means of establishing Krishna in the center. When we learn to chant japa nicely, when we learn to have kirtan nicely together, then we establish Krishna in the center. Then from that basis we can serve keeping Krishna in the center. The only problem is pride and ego. The pride and the ego, which is the demon of all demons, is always trying to take Krishna out of the center and put me in the center. Put my desires in the center. Put my opinions in the center. And that's what causes all conflict and chaos and diversions amongst devotees. Simply have to put Krishna in the center. Whatever our ego is telling us, we must harmonize with these others so that our combined service is beautiful for the pleasure of Krishna. And that willingness to put one's own priorities aside to harmonize with all other devotees in Krishna's service is the greatest expression of love. Hare Krishna.